Hello, my friends. Hey. Okay, look, y'all know who it is. It's Mimi Nava, the one and only, the Lit Southern Belle, and listen to the Lit Southern Belle podcast. Welcome back, my friends. I hope that your week was kicked off to a great start, and this is the second day of the week. It is Tuesday. We are here, the present. We're flourishing. I hope so. But you know, this is the Lit Southern Belle podcast, giving you the rule book to flourish the positives and negatives in your life. Yes, because we all need them. Today, we're going to talk about the past. I've seen a lot of people say, summer 16 was the best summer. I hate this summer. And, you know, I see all these throwback pages. Is it a trend to want things to be the way they used to be? Is it a good trend? Is it a bad trend? Is it annoying? We're going to talk about it. All right. We back. The past. Now I know. You see on social media, you see on Twitter, you see people talk about some, man, I wish things would go back to the way they used to be. Man, I wish this, and this. I wish the times were much simpler. You know, we got the throwback Thursdays. We got the flashback Fridays. We have all those things. And, you know, I just know that some people are like, I'm missing my childhood, like all this extra stuff, and I'm just like, okay, this has reoccurred a lot in my presence, and I want to know, why are people missing the past so much? One answer, it was much more simple. They weren't being pushed, they weren't being challenged, it was just simple. Some people say, like, oh, it was a simple time. It was a simple time. But things, so is simple always good? Is simple always the best? It's not. And, you know, people miss how things used to be because they look at the phase they're in now and they're like, oh, this is hard. I'm being really pushed to grow and I don't like that. Or I'm really not where I want to be. You know, I look back, I want to go back to the past and do it all over. And it's just like, why are we so unsatisfied with where we're at? And some people say that they have goals that they planned and they get there like, I'm 18, I want to be this famous, this, that, and the third. You know, I want to be this, and this. And then they get 18, 19, they're actually 19, about to turn 20 in a few months. And they're like, I'm not doing none of that. And you have to realize that we plan out our whole lives realizing that half that shit won't even come true. And I'm not saying that to be negative. I'm saying that it will come true. It just won't come true when we want it to come true. And that's what is really crazy. It's like, it will come true when we want it. When we don't. When we least expect it. Not when we want it. Because that's not true. It will come true when we're ready for it. And I see a lot of people saying, like, I want music to be the way it used to be. Now, that I can agree on. Music back then was a little bit more, I don't know how to explain it. It had a vibe to it, and you can play it today, and it still will, you know, get attention and get, you know, it'll get the party jumping. But life-wise, I don't think you should be hating on your present, on your current situation. I understand childhood memories. You know, you want to be a child again, or you miss those times where, like, you were happy and stuff like that. But why is everyone from 18 to 21 so unhappy? Why are we so unhappy? Why are we so unhappy with our lives? Why are we so caught up in our childhood memories, our high school memories? Like, why are we so dissatisfied with about the young adult that we're growing into? Why is that such a problem? Why do we have so many regrets? Did we not do everything we wanted to do? Did we not fulfill all of our purposes before we left that phase? So we left the phase kind of unfulfilled. And it's kind of crazy to me because personally, I don't miss high school. I did everything I could. I wouldn't say everything I wanted, because I wasn't ready for that yet. Now in college, you know, I can see, you know, I'm ready for those things that I used to want to do in high school. I'm making all the things I want to do come true, but it's one of those things that's just like, it's very dangerous to spew out that negative energy towards your current phase. I'm not saying don't dwell on the, I'm not saying don't enjoy the past or look back and reminisce. There's nothing wrong with that. I just think there's a problem when we talk so negatively on our current phase that we don't see the good in it. And when we don't see the good in our phase, we forget what we're learning. We really forget that we're learning about what we can, we're learning about what, about ourselves. And it's a positive light into the phase of being whatever you're doing. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're in, it's going to be some positive light. There's some light within the dark, you know. Not everything's going to be all good. Not everything's going to be all bad either. But, you know, you got to do it what you can. And I think that some people don't see it that way. And I just think that when thinking of the past, don't be so quick to down the the present. Because the present is a gift. Yes, that's corny, but it's very true. The present is a gift. You were blessed to grow to the point that you're at now, to where you're alive. Some people say that, like, they'd even see some of their friends graduate with them because they died or because they, you know, they just didn't make it. You are blessed to be where you're at, you know, because a lot of people you may grow up with won't make it. Sometimes that last prom is probably their last prom they'll ever have. And it's sad to think like that, but it's also realistic that you will never know when your last day is here. So you really have to embrace the phase you're in with open arms and just be like, I'm gonna take as much as I can and do what I can with it and make it work. And I think that's the best attitude we can take. I don't see why people bash the current so bad. Like, no, it's not the best, but also too, it can be much worse. It always can. And I think that when you move forward, and what's funny about humans is that we'll be like, okay, man, you know, in 2016, everyone wasn't saying like, oh, this is lit. This is lit. This is this, this, that, and the third. Then we get to 2019. We get to summer 19. Oh, I want to go back to summer 16. Oh, I want to go back to this. Oh, I want to go back to 2012. I want to go back to this. Okay, and when it gets to 2021, oh, I want to go back to 2018. I want to go back to 2019. Like, why do we have this urge to always go back when we're moving forward? Like, what are you missing? What did you leave behind? Like, I'm confused. It's, I honestly can't give any answers to this. I just have questions. Like, why do we have an urge to just go run back to the past? And is it because of a comfort zone? To me, I see it as a comfort thing. Like, you know what to expect in that phase, so you want to go back and redo it. And life doesn't give redos. Life does give redos, but life has a funny way of giving those to you. It gives them to you when you're ready to actually do well. And sometimes it gives it to you when just to learn a lesson. My thing is, why are we so quick to just, when we're moving forward, we look back, you know, people are like, this is the 10-year anniversary of 2009, this, that, and the third. The music in 2009 was this, that, and the third, and stuff like that. And someone's like, take me back there. My life was so much simpler. Mind you, they'll be posting, like, just a music video, and they'll be like, my life was so much simpler then. I remember I was in, like, third grade, and I'm just sitting here listening to this, and I'm just, or I was in, like, high school, sitting here listening to this. Oh, take me back. Like, and I'm not trying to make it negative about people reminiscing. No, it's nothing negative about that. It's just, why is it such a reoccurring thing? I understand, yes, you were younger. You were happier at the end of the third. But also, too, you were younger and less experienced. Younger does not always equate to being happier. I think people are quick to equate that since they were younger, they were happier and times were simpler. You've grown so much that you don't remember that probably being in that time, you had some difficult phases that you had to face. You had some obstacles that you had to, like, hurl over. And I just think that sometimes we forget that. Because when we overcome them, when we push through and we, like, progress, we're in something now that's even harder than what we had dealt with 3 years ago, 4 years ago, or 5 years ago. And we're just like, oh. And that's why I say sometimes it's important to kind of document your life so you can see your progression and see where the universe had its moments where it blessed you, and it has moments where it just taught you and just held your hand and walked you through things. And I think sometimes we forget that. We really forget that. No matter how young we are, we all have difficult phases personally within ourselves. We all have this inner fight between our internal and external expectations. And I think that the past it can be looked at, but it's not designed to be run towards. It's not designed to run back to, or, you know, jump in a time machine and go back. You know, it's not always about that. And I think, you know, you can look back at the past and compare yourself to now. And I just think the past is kind of like a reflection. It's kind of like a mirror for who you are now. Like, oh, wow, I really, like, changed. Or, oh, wow, I really used to be such an awful, negative person. I used to have bad energy, low vibrations, and low frequency. Like, what happened? And then you look at yourself now, you're like, I really grown. And I think you should be proud of that. I think you should be really proud of that. All right, so I talked about how you should be proud of your current situation. And you know, the throwbacks, summer 16 and the childhood memories. But I asked this question, I wanna ask it now. Why are we so unsatisfied with the current, and why don't we change it? Because I said why we're unsatisfied with the current situation, the current phase we're in. It's not comfortable. We're in pain, or we're struggling, and it's frustrating. But why don't we take the responsibility, the accountability to, you know, make some room for some positivity? Why don't we take some time to actually make it where it's enjoyable? Because, and people always say, like, life's not always meant to be enjoyed. There's sometimes we go through pain, and sometimes you go through suffering. That is very true. But also, too, why can't we change our perspective of how we look at our life and how we look at the phases that we're in currently? Instead of trying to compare it to the past and immediately put one up on a pedestal, put one down on the floor, your whole life is a pedestal. Your whole life is supposed to be on a pedestal. Your whole life is valuable and is precious. Not one phase is better than the other. You learn from every single one of them, so what's the problem? I think that's the funny part, is we're like, oh, I remember this phase, I was so happy, this, that, and the third. I remember I was this age, that I was so happy, this, that, and the third. I had no care in the world. That's maybe true, but how do you expect to become this beast that you're going to be, this person of pure magic that you're going to be, if you want to stay that same person you were? Like, what do you expect? You know, you want these things to be successful and all this money. And this money's not even the thing, but you want all these career goals for yourself, all these personal goals of meeting the love of your life and, you know, meeting, I don't know, just being around people who are valuable to your life that you can keep in your life for a long time. Why would you be so afraid to move forward? Why is that something you're afraid to do? Because staying in the phase you're in is not going to lead you to those people or those things. And when I say, why don't we change it, I'm saying, like, why don't we change our perspective? When I say it is the perspective. Meaning that, this is hard to explain. Meaning that we don't like what we're in. And most of the time, the reason why I don't like what we're in, because other energies that are external are negative, bringing us down as well. And some people just aren't treating you right. And also, you're not treating yourself right. You can change all of those things by removing those people, treating yourself better, taking better care of yourself, and really, 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 really knowing what you want to do and writing your goals down. Declaring them. There's so much power in declaring what you want, because when you declare what you want, you truly believe that you're going to get it. And then guess what? All you gotta do is put the work in, be consistent. Now, I'm not saying it's gonna happen in this amount of time, in 3 months, 5 months, whatever. No, I'm just saying it will happen. I'm not saying when, because I'm not a genie. I don't grant wishes, and I'm definitely not, I'm not good with time. I'm not not a fortune teller. I'm not a, you know, I'm not going to tell you when it's going to happen, this time, no. But it will happen for you if you just do those things. You declare it. You write it down. You believe in it. First of all, you got to believe in it. If you don't believe in what you're declaring, you're wasting your breath. Let me say that again. If you do not believe in what you're declaring, you are wasting your damn breath. And what I mean by that is, how are you going to manifest anything or work towards anything you don't believe? And how are you going to sell it to someone and show it to others and showcase it if you don't believe it? Because people can see when you don't believe in what you're doing, or you have no passion in what you're doing, and they will treat your stuff like how you treat your own stuff and how you treat yourself. When you come up in a room, you gotta make sure you're serious about your business. And that's just my spiel on that. But I think when we become unsatisfied is really with, we look at the past and we see that, yes, we were happier than what we are now. But who says you can't change that? And who says that it has to be like this? I never really understand, you know, because people are like, man, back in the day, I used to have all these and this friends and this, that, and the third. Where they at now? Some people dwell in the past because I think they realize that they've been humbled down. They thought they were all that. They thought they were just like a baddie and this, that, and the third thing. They realize that life has knocked them around a couple times. They don't like that. And they got back up and they're like, I'm mad. I'm going to pout. I'm going to sit in the corner. I'm not going to do nothing. And you can't do that. One thing I realized is that a lot of people love the past because they know the answers to the challenges, so they will know that they will pass them. Some people don't like failing. They don't like failing. They don't like fumbling. They don't like struggling. They don't like being in a weird phase. They don't like being in, you know, in a kind of confused fog. They don't like that. Some people like to know, when is it going to be, what is it going to be, how is it going to be, and where. They like everything in their knowledge. And I'm gonna call myself out. They like things in a certain order. They like things done their way, when they want them to be quick, fast, and in a hurry, or done at their own timing. And sometimes it's not always in a hurry. And we have to realize that life is not moving on our clock. We move on life's clock. And if you're not moving on life's clock, then you always going to be unhappy, unsatisfied with the current phase you're in. Because you always going to be looking back at the past and this and the third. And then when you realize, you look up and realize that even in the past, life was not on your clock. So what are you comparing? Because there's not been one time in your life where life has been on your clock and on your timing. Unless they thought you were ready. Unless. I honestly feel like that. You can disagree with me on Twitter. You can fight me on Twitter about it. I don't know. Look, all I'm saying is you can argue with me, but I feel what I feel. I just think that most people don't realize that every part of your life, you've had a part of your life where you were not happy. You were at a low point. And now this low point hits differently, so it's worse. I don't think that's true. I think that we're getting older and we're realizing the effects of things. Especially, we're also dealing with our feelings in a different way. Just because it's different doesn't mean it's worse. And just because what happened before was the past doesn't make it better. I think people need to realize that everything that happened before this horrible event you're going through does not always mean it was better, and does not always make it good. You go through stuff your whole life. You learn your whole life. You struggle a lot in your life. There's gonna be multiple times. What makes this time different? And if you're so comfortable jumping back to the past and how things used to be, honestly, the new you that's right now, if they jump back to the past, they might be mad as hell or feel very uncomfortable. It's like you go back to your classroom when you're in like third grade, you try to sit at one of the desks. Your ass can't fit in the desk. Your ass can't even sit down in the desk. So So what the hell? Like, why would you do that? Yes, you can go back to your past and look at it and observe it. But to actually physically sit down in it and be in it and be present in it, it's going to feel very weird and it's not going to fit you anymore. So why bother? Why do that to yourself? Why try to make yourself fit in a place you outgrew? That's what it's like. You put yourself in that child's desk. You outgrew that desk. Get up from the desk and it's hanging off of you and it's around you. You look silly. Get out from the desk. Just look at the classroom from the door. Walk around, look around. And take that time and take that perspective of that I have grown to this wonderful person that I am today. No, I'm not perfect. And no, I am not the best person, but I'm better off than what I was yesterday and before that. So why can't I appreciate just that much? We always ask for the most shit, and it bothers me. And I bother myself too, because I'd be asking for the most extra stuff. I'd be asking for my goals of having a family or having the final of my life in college or this and the third. And I put myself in this thing like, I haven't found it. I'm mad. I understand the third, and it's like, I want to find someone I want to, like, you know, in college, and hopefully, like, afterwards we can, like, 2 years post-grad, we can get married, and then we'll have our jobs, and it's like, that'll be a graduate school, and, you know, that's not in my timing. I didn't find that yet. That's not on my time. Life was like, nah, you ain't ready for that yet. We gonna have you by yourself, we gonna have you grinding, and we gonna have you just enjoying life. How about that? And, you know, and whoever's for you will come to you or come back to you, whatever. And it will be fine. But in the meantime, you need to do what you need to do. Because if you're not doing what you need to do, how in the world, and this is life talking to you like this, like, you know, you need to do what you need to do first. Handle your business. Take care of the things that you love to do. Make sure everything on your side is good. So when a person does come in your life, you're prepared. Or when that new job offer comes to your life, you got it, you prepared, you can handle it, and it was made for you. A lot of things we don't realize are made for us, and us only. These positions, these places that, and these doors that have been opening for us are only open to us, and it has our name on the door, or it has our name on this job, or it has our name on this ticket out to another phase in our lives. It is for us, our name is on it. And all you gotta do is declare it, manifest, and work towards it, and stay calm, and stay humble, and just stay consistent, and you'll get it. Some people get theirs faster than yours, but doesn't mean you're not going to get yours. And I think sometimes, I'm not saying look at the past and you know, be like, oh, I can't look at the past. I can't. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying be careful how you look at the past. Be careful how you look at the past and how you down your current self. And be careful about your opinions. And be careful to not be dissatisfied. I really messed that up. But be careful to not be dissatisfied with yourself. Because back then you probably had these dreams and like you're not at those dreams yet. That's okay. You will be. Or you might get something better than what you thought you wanted. And you'll be like, oh, I used to want that? For real? It be like that. And sometimes you have to be okay with that. But as humans, we hate when things don't go to our plans and we freak out or we throw a tantrum or we pout. That's a whole nother episode for a whole nother day. But I'm here to tell you that it will be fine. It'll be okay. I'm not saying you can't go on and tweet about how your summer 16 used to be compared to now. Saying that, oh, summer, this summer is horrible. Hot girl summer really wasn't hot girl because I didn't get to do all the stuff I wanted to do. Take the time to realize that you have grown to a whole nother person. You have witnessed and gone through so much and that you're still here. Look around and just be like, thank you. Because some people didn't make it to summer. And some people made it to summer and only spent 2 weeks in summer. And that was their last summer ever. So you really gotta be careful how you look at your life and look at your things, because when you look around and you see that you still standing, you still here, you still alive, you better close your eyes and just send good graces and good energy out to the universe, because the universe can snatch you up out of here real quick and not care. Not care about the plans you have future-wise. Not care about the family you wanted. Not care about the partner you wanted. Not care about the goals you had for school. Sometimes the universe does not care. They don't give you what you want. It gives you what you need. Alright, my friends, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Hope y'all enjoyed it. I just hope y'all turned up. I hope y'all did what y'all wanted to do. I hope y'all snatched a page out of the rule book and applied it to your life, because I'm going through it with y'all. I'm just sitting here. I use this as a venting mechanism to sit and vent, but I don't tell my business though, because y'all are not my counselor. Y'all are not my therapist. But what I will do is I figure out things on my own. I figure out things with the help of my counselor and the help of all the elders around me and the people who are wiser than me around me. And I give y'all the rule book, like they gave me the rule book, because the rule book should be passed down. But otherwise, if you want to get to know me, you want to see where, you want to catch up with my life, see my lit Southern Belle activities, follow me at mimi.nava_, so that's mimi.nava_. And if you want to follow what's going on with the podcast, you want to know my business side, you want to know when that episode is going to drop, because I know you like to hear my voice, go on Instagram, follow us at the lit Southern Belle. And also, we reached 120 followers, so guess who made a Twitter? We did. So Twitter will be the lit Southern Belle. If you type in the at name, it'll be at LitBelle. So that's LitBelle. And go on Twitter. We always post them. I will try to post polls. Not always, but I'll try to post polls to create conversations about things that maybe you've never thought about. Maybe you kind of like, I ain't think about it like that. You know, we want to have deep conversations. We don't want to argue. We want to debate and have discussions. We want to go back and forth and converse. Because not everything is an argument. Some things are just conversations. They just get a little heated. It's okay. It's cool. But no, stay flourishing, my friends.